Good morning. Welcome to worship once again. We're at the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord. One of the questions to focus in on as we worship today is, who do you like to associate with? People who pressure you to go against your conscience, or people who encourage you in your walk of faith? Temptation and pressures from within and without are real. And so we need the encouragement from our Lord to stay focused on the walk that the Lord God has put us on by His grace. And so enjoy your walk with Jesus this morning as we worship Him. We turn our attention to our opening hymn. It's hymn 752 in the supplement, but it's also printed out for us in our service bulletin. We start by singing verse 1 as found on page 3. Please stand. We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, you sent your Son to proclaim your kingdom and to teach with authority. Anoint us with the power of your Spirit, that we too may bring good news to the afflicted, bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captive.
Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated.
For our first lesson on this third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord, we hear these words from the prophet Isaiah pointing out the fact that if only for this life we live, we will face disappointment and be disappointed. But thanks be to God, when our focus is on Him by His grace, we have hope beyond this life. When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists, whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged and, looking upward, will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. The word of our Lord. We now turn our attention to hymn 363 in the red hymnal. Dear friends, walk the walk and talk the talk. It really is that simple. This reminder in our second lesson from 1 John chapter 2. We know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commands. Whoever says, I know Him, but does not do what He commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys His word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. The word of the Lord. Let's turn now to hymn 747 in the blue songbooks, a reminder of who is the light and who we are to walk in. Please stand for the gospel reading. Taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus begins his public earthly ministry, and he does so with a message of repentance, while also pointing out that he is the Messiah, the promised one, the light of the world, who has come to pay the price for our sins. We are encouraged with these words. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. If there are children, you want to come forward for children's devotion? Please do so. Good morning. How you doing? I brought breakfast. Did you have a good breakfast already? Eggs and rice? Nice. Is that good? You like eggs? So you had breakfast. Did you have breakfast? Yeah? Did you have breakfast? Yeah? Good for you. Are you going to have lunch? You're going to have some... Okay, you got some, but you're going to have some food later on, right? You're going to eat probably later tonight before going to bed? Yeah. You're going to eat tomorrow? You're going to eat the day after that? Hey, this is a reminder. You know, this is a box of cereal, right? So just a reminder that we eat, you know, some say breakfast. The first meal of the day is very important. But we don't usually just eat one meal, many people. Most people, like you just said, we eat once, twice, three times a day. Maybe we snack in between. Some people may get up in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m., and open the refrigerator, eat something. Right? What's that got to do with why you're here today? Well, our scripture readings that we just heard emphasize we are to live our life with consistency. We're to walk the walk and talk the talk. That means what we say and what we do should be consistent from time to time, day after day, and especially consistent with what Jesus has told us in his word. How does Jesus want us to live? Can you sum up how Jesus wants you to live your life? What words might you use? Does he want you to be loving? Yeah. Does he want you to forgive people who hurt you? Yeah. Does he want you to show respect to your parents? Yeah, right? And there's other good things that Jesus points out in his word. To show love to him and love for one another. And so just a reminder, as we eat food every day, and we're consistent with that because it's good for us, so when you eat your breakfast and your lunch and your supper and your snacks, also remember to continually feed on Jesus, which we're doing right now through his word, and which we can do during the week by remembering Bible passages or having devotions with our family to be consistent in our walk with Jesus so that our actions are consistent as Jesus wants them to be. That's why we're here today, to help us grow in our walk with Jesus and to help us live like Jesus every day. Let's pray about this. Father in heaven, you have given us food to eat, not just once, but several times a day and every day. As we are consistent with eating food for our bodies, help us also be consistent, regular, with eating your word, so that we can continue to walk with you as our Savior, and also show that we are walking with you by how we talk and by how we act. Help us be consistent, Jesus, in our walk with you. Thank you for physical food, and above all, thank you for your Bible, the spiritual food we need in this life and also into eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Enjoy your food. And enjoy your walk with Jesus. Yeah, we know. Exactly. All right. Go back to your seats. We'll continue with our next hymn, 452 in the red hymn.
Jesus, the Lord.
Grace, mercy,
and peace are yours in abundance, and this is from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. We focus our attention on the second lesson for today, and so we hear once again from 1 John, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who has called us to be lights as well. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. What do people notice about such a person through observation of how they walk? They observe that this person has good news and is eager to share this good news. In this case, based on Romans 10 and Isaiah 52, it is the good news of victory. Victory which comes from the hand of God through His and our Messiah. What can people tell about you by observation of how you walk? Perhaps they can tell that you are tired and worn out from years of hard work, as your steps are slow and your body a little bent over. Perhaps they can tell that you are injured in some way. Maybe they can tell that you are sad, or that you are happy. You are excited, or something else that they might be able to tell from how you walk, even if we observe such a thing. Whether you observe how people walk or not, there is another way of walking that we are to be concerned about. One is either walking with Jesus through this life, or they are not. It is an important walk. And through observation of people, we can get an idea of who they are walking with, either with Jesus or without Him. Again, from Romans 10, it is with our heart that we believe, but it is through our actions and our words that people can get an indication of what is in our heart. Today then, through our scripture readings, we are reminded and encouraged that through this life, we are to do the Jesus walk. Now, in a nutshell, to do the Jesus walk consists of this: be authentic. That is, consistent and real. And along with being authentic, as we do the Jesus walk, remember that we are called to be light through the life that we have been given, who is the light, Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus, He was and is the real deal. He was and is authentic. The season of Epiphany is a great reminder of the realness and the authenticity of Jesus, as it shows Him to be the Emmanuel, the God with us, as He proclaimed the good news that the prophet said He would do, the good news of forgiveness by grace, not by observation of the law, which we cannot keep. And also, He showed Himself to be the Messiah, the real deal, the authentic one, through the miracles that He performed. Jesus was and is authentic, the real deal, as He fulfilled the commands of our Heavenly Father, carried out His act of obedience on our behalf with you and me and all people in mind. You and I, we fall way short of God's expectation. But Jesus, the Son of God, fulfilled those expectations and took that perfect obedience to the cross, which we talk about as his passive obedience, where he willingly gave himself up on the cross. For that was his purpose in coming. So that you and I would be at one again with God our Father in heaven. Talk about love in action. Jesus, the real deal, the authentic one, through his active and his passive obedience. Now you and I, because of what Jesus has done for us, we are called to be the real deal, to be authentic in the faith that God has called us into. And part of that real deal is recognizing what we did earlier in our service, confessing our sins, realizing that we need Jesus, that we have fallen short of his expectations. And so, Lord, have mercy on me, on us, sinners that we are, in need of your authenticity, of your love. And what are those sins consist of? Our text from 1 John gives us an indication of some of those sins that we need to confess, that is, be contrite over, and say to God and to others, I am sorry. Liars, cheaters, haters, hypocrites, those who claim to be one thing and yet are another. Think of how many times perhaps in our own life we have been pressured from within and from without other sources to not walk consistently in the faith that we have been called into. And how serious that is for us to live consistent lives. Not perfect, though we are to live perfect lives, but our perfection comes through Jesus, but as Jesus' followers, to live consistent. Our desire is to put his word into practice. But think how many times the pressure and the temptation is to not do the Jesus thing when it's not convenient. Think of how even Christians live their lives as hypocritical, claiming to walk with Jesus and yet living together outside of the bonds of marriage, claiming to have a sanctity for life and yet willing to have an abortion when it's not convenient for that life in the womb to be in my life. Or I need to pass this course, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to pass it. To steal the answers or to pay for the answers. And so are we walking with Jesus during such times? And the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle John, says no. You are walking outside of the light. But our old Adam doesn't want to hear such things, does it? And the hatred. How many times do we say the Lord's Prayer, Father, forgive us as... Well, no, I'm not willing to forgive. But Father, you should forgive me anyway. How much hatred do we carry around towards someone else because they don't look or act the way we want them to live or act or look? And what does hatred lead to? It doesn't lead to healing, but rather the opposite. It leads to bitterness. And there's a reason why the Lord says, if someone wants to live in bitterness, you know, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with everyone. But if they refuse to live at peace with you, that's on them. But don't let them and their bitterness control how you are to do the Jesus walk. But none of us are above the inconsistencies. And so, as John the Baptist did and Jesus did, so we too do. Preach a message of repentance. Recognize your sinfulness. Recognize your weakness points. Confess them. And what do we have to replace that bitterness? and that hurt, and so on, we have Jesus and his forgiveness. God has had mercy on us, sinners. And because of that mercy, he has also enabled us to do the Jesus walk, to be authentic when we are tempted to cheat, when we are tempted to live a lifestyle outside of what God's word tells us for our benefit and the benefit of others. We have the ability to say no to that sin and yes to the Jesus walk. And thus, the encouragement from Scripture to not give a meeting together, but to encourage one another in our Jesus walk. And to be like the psalmist who said, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord, where we can be fed formally and together. But also, as the other psalmist said, to meditate on his word day and night, just not an hour on Sunday or 2 hours if we stay for Bible study, but every day to contemplate the Jesus walk and what that means. We need that encouragement because even the Apostle Paul, the great apostle, said, the good that I want to do, I do not always do. But that evil I don't want to do, the lying and the cheating and so forth, well, that I find a way to keep on doing. So what a wretched person I am, he says. Chief of sinners, he calls himself. But take a number, Paul, because we're right there with you. So where did Paul find hope to go on? Not in himself, but in Jesus. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's the same victory you and I have to hold on to. We are forgiven. Forgiven and enabled to do the Jesus walk. And as we keep on doing the Jesus walk, as we show that reality and authenticity in our words, in our actions, putting God's commands into practice, walking in him who is light, we also then are being the light that this world needs. As Jesus came into this world to be the light this world needs, the light that was promised. And now when he here in flesh is the fulfillment of that promise, the light has come. The people living in Naphtali and Zebulun have seen him who is the light. And we see him who is the light through the Holy Scriptures. And we've been called to walk with him who is the light. The whole season of Epiphany reminds us of him who is light, leading up to why he came, the season of Lent. A reminder of why we need him. For forgiveness and for hope that is beyond this life. For hope in this life only is really no hope at all. You and I, then, we have been called to be the light that this world needs. We have been given a hope that is beyond this life, rooted in the authenticity of who Jesus is. We have been called to be salt and light in this world. To put the spotlight in his commands. And so people are observing your walk. And so sure, there is maybe undue pressure on you because people know you are a Christian and they have an idea of what that means. And so some people, they have the goal of tearing you down to soothe their own conscience. And others are observing you, looking to you for strength. So walk the walk. And talk the talk that Jesus has put you on. Know those commands that God has given to us and put them into practice. Luke 11 says, blessed are they who hear the word of God, like we're doing now, and who put it into practice. If we are living opposite of the way God has commanded us to live for life enhancement and life protection, how then can we expect blessings from God? And it's not God's fault that when things are not going our way, but we want to blame somebody, so we blame him, it's on us. And so be the light. And be lovingly bold to point out to others, that's not on God, that's on us. God has given us everything we need to have blessed lives. He's given us the Savior. He's given us his commandments. And he's given us the gift of eternal life. And so the importance of doing the Jesus walk and being consistent in that walks to help build up others. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news, who share that good news by their words and by their actions. Keep it in mind that there is the intimidation factor out there. There is the fear factor. Will people maybe not like me if I actually do the walk and talk the talk? But as the Apostle Paul said, I'm not here to please men, but rather God who tests the heart. If we do not acknowledge Jesus before men, what did he say he's not going to do on the last day? I am not going to acknowledge you. But our acknowledgement of Jesus should not be done out of fear, but rather out of love, knowing all that he has given to us. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Do the Jesus walk for yourself, showing your love for God and for others. That's what Jesus has equipped us as a congregation and as individuals, to share the light of Jesus, to make a difference in the life of people around us. Because we don't gain, especially in the long run, through a life of lying and cheating and hating and being hypocritical. And pray for those who are living outside of the walk of Jesus, but yet claim to be walking with him. Because if their time of grace would come to an end during that time, Lord, have mercy on their soul. And so that's why the encouragement we have to go and point out the faults of our brothers and sisters in love, making sure, though, that we are taking the plank out of our own eye first because of the seriousness of this. Doing the Jesus walk. For as James points out, you say you have faith, but it's not combined with works, then that is not faith. For faith wants to do the Jesus walk, even when it's difficult to do so. Dear friends, you have been called to do this Jesus walk, and you are empowered to do it. Daily, walk to the cross of Jesus, where you find the love of God for you, and where you find the power to do that walk, to be authentic, to be consistent, that is real, and to be that light that this world needs. Because in Jesus we have freedom. In Jesus we have forgiveness. In Jesus we have life everlasting. No pretending. Do the Jesus walk. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. They begin on page 6.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you. to pray.
O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar now hear your voice, and in your fold with us rejoice. Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far, and bring people into heaven. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. O Lord God, we thank you for the wondrous gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, and for the promised graces we have received through him.
We thank you that in his resurrection we have the promise of life everlasting, and that in his ascension to the right hand of your majesty, we have the assurance that he continually intercedes for us.
Help us to believe and trust in him, love and serve him, that in all our thoughts, words, and actions, we may manifest his Spirit. Renew our selfishness and subdue our self-indulgence. Deepen our sympathies, strengthen our hope, and confirm us in our faith.
Lord, continue to bring to the hearts of Judy Bass and family as they mourn the loss of husband and father Bill, and the same for the Felgene family as they mourn the loss of their mother and grandmother Sally. Bring peace to their hearts. All praise to you for bringing Bill and Sally to faith in Jesus and for bringing them safely to their eternal home with you. Help these families continue to be lights to all who mourn, as you, Lord, are the light to these families. Thank you for those celebrating birthdays this week. Continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives. And continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Dwell in our homes, O Lord. And let the trust of our families be centered in you alone, so that no difficulty, trial, or adversity rob us of the conviction that you are our helper in every time of need. Relieve the afflictions of the weary and the sick, and dry the tears of the troubled and sorrowful. Lead them to look to you as the unfailing spring of healing and hope.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Hymn 560 in the Red Hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand for prayer. We pray. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. To God be the glory forever.
Please be seated.
It's my privilege to share announcements with you today. Just in case you don't know who I am, I'm Greg Thiesfeld, principal of the school. I want to remind you of Bible studies, first of all. In the bulletin on page 10, the adult and teen Bible studies are listed today at 9:30 p.m. You're invited to stay for enrichment, spiritual enrichment, study of God's Word. In the church sanctuary, the theology of the cross will be the Bible study. Then there's a Sunday school adult study, which takes place after the Sunday school opens, and that's in the chapel. It's led by Pastor Groth. And then the teen Bible class upstairs in the teen room. These begin at 9:30. We want to encourage all of you to check out the weekly news for a financial update and also a follow-up to last Sunday's congregational meeting, some timely information in the weekly update about our ministries and coming events at St. Mark's. And on the school side, we're already a couple of weeks into the second semester of our school year, and this is the time of the year when we start to think about and make preparations for the coming school year, the next year already. And a major event that we have here at St. Mark's is called our Play Day Open House. That event is going to happen on Saturday, next Saturday, February 1st. We invite St. Mark's families as well as families from the community who might be interested in enrollment in our school. We have activities, games, bounce house for kids, as well as campus tours and an opportunity for people to talk to our teachers and to me about enrolling at St. Mark's. So we hope to have a successful event. That's next Saturday starting at 10 in the morning until noon. And the month of February also brings another event that's sponsored by our PAWS organization. PAWS stands for Parents, I had to learn this, Parents Active with School. Parents Active with School. And PAWS is sponsoring an event called our Father-Daughter Dinner. And that is going to be on Friday. It's the first Friday of February. I believe that's Friday, February 7th, in the Activity Center, the gymnasium, starting at 6 o'clock. This is a free event sponsored by PAWS. It's for dads or father figures and their school-age daughters. It's a fun event, nice dinner. We hope that many people will participate in that. Now, in February, another thing that's going to be happening is our school children are going to be participating in what's called the Kids Heart Challenge. This is sponsored by the American Heart Association. We encourage healthy activities, healthy eating, and also it's one of those things that tries to generate monetary support for a good cause. So if children come to you and ask you if you want to support the American Heart Association's Kids Heart Challenge, you have an opportunity to do that. It's a good cause. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Bengel, two of our teachers at St. Mark's, are still holding calls. Their calls are to Holy Trinity Academy in New Hope, Minnesota. Please keep them in your prayers. The time for their decision on this matter is coming closer all the time, and may the Lord of the Church lead them to a God-pleasing decision. We're going to conclude this morning with a slideshow of some recent school events. We thank Ms. Thrams, one of our teachers, Ms. Thrams, for preparing the slideshow. Enjoy that, and may God also bless your week.